Hey everyone. Whoa, it is episode 100. I'm pretty psyched about this, honestly, because as many of you know, if you have followed me from the beginning, this podcast has started and stopped and started and stopped and really been on an upswing the last 5, 6 months here. So I'm pretty excited about where this is headed. And it's in a new and different direction, but still, you know, somewhat the same. And as it's evolving, it's really turning into, you know, the stories that I hear from fans or clients and followers and friends of what they're dealing with, and then me trying to help others by expressing what I'm understanding and through my coaching and training, trying to put out a message that helps a few more people. Because if one person's gone through it, someone else has gone through it. Where we run into trouble a lot is when we can't connect because we haven't personally gone through it. But that doesn't mean that someone else hasn't, right? Oftentimes we can only see what's right in front of our face as we're dealing with it. Anyway, I'm super excited for episode 100 here. We're going to talk about the signs of low self-esteem and kind of just some really tiny little tidbits of kind of how to move through some of those things. And I've been on a little bit of a theme here the last few podcasts because this one runs really deep. You know, I was a kid who I empathic, super highly sensitive, quiet in nature, observing, taking everything in, so sensitive. And little did I know at the time, of course, how bad my self-esteem was, and didn't realize until much later in life that I had a self-esteem problem and that my high sensitivity and my empathy, my empathic nature caused me and some things in life that then occurred to stuff down, hold in emotions. Even though I was highly sensitive and my emotions came out, we still stuffed it down and held it and then went into these people-pleasing behaviors trying to attain love and affection and acceptance, all in a way to be seen, heard, and valued. So all of that to say is, you know, as I'm working with more and more people to move past these childhood programs that have been running and that then get us into adult relationship trouble and trauma, that then causes us to stuff down, and then we're overwhelmed and we're anxious. You know, my real goal and what I have been helping so many people with lately is to reduce that anxiety and overwhelm so that they can then work on their own self-love, their own self-esteem, their own boundaries to feel that they can trust their own decision-making again and that they can trust in themselves and feel confident to build community and relationships where they feel seen, valued, and heard. So with all that said, that was quite an intro there. I'm just going to drop right in and we're going to talk about some signs of low self-esteem.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know, low self-esteem today is practically an epidemic. It really is. There are so many things going on in the world, and we have access to so much information that comes at us so fast that it's hard to differentiate ourselves, who we really are as someone, from the rest of the outside world. So low self-esteem is pretty common these days, and we're bombarded with images of impossible success and beauty and, you know, just vanity and millionaires and success on a daily, hourly basis. I mean, just think about what social media, like what you're bombarded with. I went down a rabbit hole the other day on social media. I'm like, how did I even get down here? It's like one video after another. I'm like, help me escape. Anyway, it's hard to avoid making comparisons, and those comparisons never seem to work out in our favor, do they? They just make you feel bad. I'm not that. I'll never be that. Oh, God, how I think about how I did that for a long time until I didn't, till I got the help or, you know, changed things in my life that really switched this around for me. So add all of that, which I was just talking about, add that to mean or degrading comments received in childhood, or bring in a workplace bully, and a few extra pounds that you may be ashamed of, and your self-esteem is literally in the toilet. So it's time to recognize perhaps these signs of low self-esteem that are popping up in you, your friends, people you care about, and potentially even your children. One of the signs is difficulty accepting compliments. If you've had a hard time hearing someone say something nice about you, you might be suffering from low self-esteem. Most people enjoy receiving a genuine compliment, but those with a low opinion of themselves feel very uncomfortable being on the receiving end of praise. Some things you can do to switch that or turn the dial the other way is start by giving yourself compliments in the mirror. I know that sounds hokey, but it really does work. Keep doing this each day until the discomfort is greatly diminished. Next, you want to ask your friends something easy, like if they like your shoes. How about your socks, your new haircut, or your brand new gas grill? People almost always say they do. Enjoy the compliments. Another sign you may be suffering from self-esteem is you are overly sensitive to criticism. People with low self-esteem really can't handle criticism well. They tend to overreact and take criticism way too personally. Even constructive criticism may be handled poorly. So do you bristle when someone offers you a helpful suggestion for improvement? So your lack of self-esteem might be the reason. So you're going to want to ask someone for advice about how you could improve how you're currently doing something. Then thank them for it and make good use of their feedback. Yep, I know, difficult to do, but you got to start somewhere. Another sign of low self-esteem is fear of failure. Actually, also fear of success, but fear of failure. Low self-esteem and avoidance are commonly found together. Those with low self-esteem actually expect to fail. And who's going to try to do something if they expect failure? So, do things that will likely result in failure and realize that it isn't so bad. Apply for jobs you have little hope of landing. Ask out a stranger for coffee. Do something completely out of the norm. And then as you're doing this, you build up this tolerance that you're like, hey, failure isn't so bad. All right, well, I didn't get that job and that's okay. But the process helped me like break through something. Another sign that you may be suffering from low self-esteem is people-pleasing behavior. I talk about people-pleasing a lot. You guys know that. People-pleasing behavior. While compliments are hard to handle, who doesn't like the gratitude of others? When people show appreciation to someone with low self-esteem, that appreciation is soaked up like a dry sponge soaks up water. People pleasing is done to feel a sense of value and worth. We're seeking approval. We're seeking love. And we're people pleasing to try to get it for all the wrong reasons. So do what needs to be done without trying so hard to make others happy. Do something that makes you happy.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
For once. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't consider the negative impacts that your words or actions can have on other people. What that means is stop giving yourself away to try to get love, affection, and to feel valued. It really doesn't work in the end. Another sign of low self-esteem is difficulty prioritizing your own needs. When you think you don't matter, you put everyone else above and ahead of you. If you're regularly getting the short end of the stick, ask yourself why you continue to allow it to happen. Put yourself first for a change. That doesn't mean you have to take advantage of anyone, but think about what would be best for you and your life, and just give that a little try for a while. It's gonna feel pretty good. Another sign that you may be or have low self-esteem is there's a lack of boundaries. People with high self-esteem have boundaries that they enforce religiously, but also calmly. If people are walking all over you and disregard any boundaries you attempt to enforce, your self-esteem might need a little bit of work. So begin by saying no more often. And prioritize your time and your life by turning down requests that don't fit in with your plans or are too burdensome. How often are you saying yes to things you don't want to do and that go outside of what you actually believe in? It's crossing your own boundaries. There's no boundary at all. It's just, yes, I'll do, I'll do, I'll do, I'll do. That's not good for you. And also isn't good for others. Another sign of low self-esteem is critical or negative self-talk. Do you speak kindly to yourself, or are you hard on yourself? People with a healthy level of self-esteem tend to be kind and encouraging to themselves, and those with low self-esteem tend to be much more critical. So monitor your self-talk and stop yourself when you speak poorly to yourself. Compliment yourself each time you catch yourself being negative towards yourself. Even compliment yourself for recognizing that you're speaking poorly to yourself, and then you will change your tune. Another sign of low self-esteem is underachieving. Does everyone consider you to be an underachiever? This is another sign that you likely don't value yourself as much as you should. You never talk about your accomplishments. So seek to improve some part of your life every single day, even if it's only in a small way. So read more, engage in groups more, ask for help, get up early and tackle a task that you've been avoiding. Tell your friends what you have accomplished. This way you feel that you are achieving something and other people see it too. Another sign of low self-esteem is difficulty giving an opinion even when asked. Man, I did this forever. That's also a Libra trait. But I did this forever, and I think I fell back on my Libra as a default. But difficulty giving an opinion even when asked. So when your self-esteem is low, you think that your opinions don't matter. You also want to avoid having your opinions judged by others, so you keep them to yourself. And you completely shut down and then don't trust your own decision making. So give your opinion whenever asked. See what happens. I understand how scary that might be, but start with someone you trust, and instead of answering that you don't know or that you don't really care either way, tell them what you really feel and what you actually think. Oh my God, the conversation goes so much further. Low self-esteem is common these days. That doesn't mean it should be the way in which you live your life. Recognize the signs of low self-esteem in yourself, and perhaps even your children, your friends, and the ones you care about, and do something about it. Low self-esteem is extremely limiting to your life and all that is waiting for you. Raising your self-esteem is a great gift to give yourself and the ones you love. Again, reach out if you're struggling. I would love to help you boost your confidence in yourself and all aspects of your life so that you feel seen, heard, and valued. All of my contacts are in the show notes, or just reach out via HeidiDallaire.com. Sending you all a ton of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.